can do it.
Love Talk Radio.
Do 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 do
unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying,
arise and go down to the Potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my word. Then I arose and went down to the Potter's house, and there, behold, there he wrought a work on the wheel. Hallelujah. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again, another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then I heard the word of the Lord saying to me again, behold, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. That includes us. In Jesus' name.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you would share with us the housekeeping suggestions.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This evening.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Take out your Bible. Hallelujah. Take out an ink pen, a pencil, highlighters. Hallelujah. Whatever you want to write with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to school. You got to have your textbook, your notebook, your pencils, everything you'll need when you go into the classroom. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to be taught by one of the masters. Hallelujah. The word of God. So you'll have your Bible, your notebook, your ink pens, your pencils, your highlighters. Hallelujah. You want to be ready to write down, even if God was to drop something in your spirit. Hallelujah. You want to be ready, even if he gives you an understanding of a scripture, you want to be able to jot it down. You don't want to forget it. Then take out your communion elements. Whatever you're going to use for communion elements, your bread, cracker, toast, water, juice, whatever you're going to use for communion elements, and don't forget to write down those people's names you don't want to forget. Hallelujah. People's names that you want to put into the atmosphere. People names that you want to stand prophecy for when we pray. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't forget to join us every morning, 7 a.m. Set your alarms 5 minutes prior to the time so you'll be ready and on time. Hallelujah. We have praise and worship 7 o'clock every morning. Hallelujah. A.M., that's 7 a.m. Then 7 p.m., Tuesday evening is Institute of Biblical Learning. Wednesday evening, our Midweek Victory Service. Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, our international, hallelujah, international victory service heard all over the world, literally. Hallelujah. You can be in Africa. Be in Madagascar. You'll be able to hear our service. Hallelujah. Effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. Hallelujah. Veil of much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget, the second Friday of the month. Hallelujah. I know it's already gone, but still, The second Friday of the month from 7 to 7:40 is men's fellowship, and then 7:50 to 8:30 is women's fellowship.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sundays at 3 o'clock is our service, but we also we have a live service. And the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have a Good News Youth Club where the young people are being taught the Word of God by Elder K.B. Stevenson and Brother Malachi Rainey. The children are being taught the Word of God. They need the Word of God. The fourth Sunday of the month, we always have a visiting ministry come in, and this month is Dr. C. Otis Lee. Hallelujah. Essence, Maryland. He will be our guest speaker. After that spiritual meal, we'll have a natural meal. Hallelujah. Have a free fellowship dinner. Come out and have a fellowship dinner with us. Dine with the saints of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. When you come, don't forget to bring your pennies to drop into the jar for pennies for Uganda. We're still assisting Dr. Helene Russell in building a hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. Keep her in your prayers as she travels soon. If she's not already gone, she'll be traveling soon back to Uganda. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Keep her in your prayers. Don't forget to visit our ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org to see what the church's mission and vision is. And also, when you have an opportunity, the chance, also visit the ministry's GoFundMe page. Hallelujah. Visit as often as you like and donate as much as you want. We're thanking God. Hallelujah. For our new building. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. It has a beautiful edifice. Hallelujah. So the people of God can come. People from all over can come and hear the word of God. It has rooms. We use the classroom and offices and beautiful full-size kitchen. Hallelujah. And a dining hall. Hallelujah. And the child care center will have its own private entrance and exit. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We also thank God for our washing stations in northeast, southwestern Baltimore City, which we'll be able to minister to the homeless. Hallelujah. And give them, we want to also be able to feed them and clothe them. Hallelujah. And get them job ready. Hallelujah. Sharing some job ready skills. Hallelujah. With the homeless. We thank God for all that he's done, he's doing, and he's going to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peterson. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings, even to the housekeeping suggestions.
Thank you, Lord.
Today. Father God, hallelujah, we thank you. That somebody prayed for us. They had us on their mind.
Thank you, God.
They took a little time to pray for us. We wouldn't be where we are if somebody hadn't prayed for us.
Amen.
So we're going to pray for others. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We're going to put people's names up in the atmosphere of blessings, because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we're going to do that. We're going to name names. We're going to verbalize, going to articulate their names all together. You say, that's a whole lot of words and a whole lot of people at one time. This is to God. This is not to you. It's to God. So we're going to pray for others because
somebody pray for me.
Preacher, pray.
Father God, we ask that signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow. We pray for our minister, Jerry Cleveland, and Rose, and sister, and Rakim, and the entire family, children, and grandchildren.
Yes, yes, yes.
In the name of Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. We praise your name today, Lord. We glorify your name. We honor you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And, Lord, we don't know what we should pray for as we ought, but your Holy Spirit doesn't make
yes.
a sense of
yes. yes.
So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language, O God. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, again we ask, hallelujah, we thank you for
hallelujah,
signs, wonders, miracles,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And after this next selection, the voice you will then hear will be none other than a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire
baptized,
demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than a pastor, Peaches Bird, with the children's corner. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
For definition, for example, worthless.
Whoa.
Another example, hurtful.
Hmm.
And I looked up the word corrupt. Oh, I think the word corrupt meant the rotten and worthless. In Ephesians 4:29, when I looked in 1 Corinthians 15:33, and that word corrupt, that oh, wait a minute. There's another scripture that uses that word. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers." But something is corrupt, it's worthless, it's rotten, it's not going to do you any good. Okay? And sometimes we don't want to be by ourselves. We don't want to feel different. We don't want to feel like we're sticking out like a sore thumb. But you know what? Sometimes it's okay to stick out like a sore thumb. It's okay to have the name of a goody t-shoes or a loner, a weirdo. Sometimes the people that's observing you can't find any other word but weirdo because they see that you don't mind being by yourself. And sometimes, and you know what? They wish they could be like that. But they have to be mixing with the crowd and be hanging with everybody. And this and that. You know what? Sometimes you can get so much more done when you're by yourself. You don't have to have the outside influences. You don't have to have the negativity. Okay? Daniel and there's some group of young people in the scriptures I want to talk to you about. In the scripture of in the chapter of Daniel 3:16-28, okay, it talks about the three Hebrew boys. And you know what? You know who were their friends? Each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why they were each other's friends? What did they all have? What did they have in common? They all served the same God.
Hallelujah.
They all had the same values.
Thank you.
They all had the same moral standards.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when one was thrown into the fiery furnace, they all went into the fiery furnace.
Hallelujah.
You know what? They had each other's back. And they told the king, you think that God y'all serve going to rescue you out there? And he said, hey, if he doesn't, then he don't. But we're not going to bow to the gods that you serve.
Mm.
And they let the king know, we don't serve the God. The gods that you want us to bow to, when we heard, because the decree went out, whenever you hear the music sounding, everyone bow. And they didn't. No, because they had to answer to a much higher authority.
Hallelujah.
And when you take a stand, young people, God's going to have your back. God's going to have that. You're not going to be out there by yourself, out on a limb, all by yourself looking crazy. God's going to be out there with you. And believe you me, when you be about God's business, God's going to be about your business. He's going to exalt you. These young men, they stood up for what was right. Hallelujah. And when they were thrown into the furnace, you know who else was in there with them? The God that they serve.
Hallelujah.
And it changed that king's mind. It's like well, wait a minute. And the people that threw them in there, they were killed. You will not mess with the anointed of God and not suffer consequence.
Watch out now.
Ooh. So young people, when somebody bother you, mm-mm. Wow.
They in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. They are in trouble. Because God is not going to hold back. If there's a scripture in 1 Thessalonians to recompense.
1 Thessalonians 1:6.
Thank you. Say it again, please.
2 Thessalonians 1:6.
And
he is righteous to recompense tribulation to those who trouble you.
Hallelujah. So therefore, your Father got your back.
Thank you.
Your Father got your back. So therefore, don't be afraid to stand alone. Don't be afraid to take a stand. Don't be afraid to hold up what you know is right.
God got your back. Holla.
And right while you're talking to somebody, it may seem like you may be standing there all by yourself. But believe you me, when it's time to fight, and I know it's the truth, I've been there. I've never had to lift my fist to fight. God always sent someone to take up for me. God always sent someone to my defense. And he's still doing it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He is still doing it. Hallelujah. When you stand up for what is right and your daddy got your back. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God, young people. Hallelujah. So take time out in the evenings. Hallelujah. There may be some special shows you want to see on TV. Hallelujah. After your special shows go on, hallelujah, before you get sleepy and tired, and open up the Word of God. Spend some time with Jesus.
Yes.
Looking at your Kindle or looking at your YouTube or whatever on your phone, sometimes turn to one of the ministers there on YouTube. There are plenty of men of God and women of God, even children. I've even seen children on the internet praying. Hallelujah. Spend some time with the Lord. He loves you. Hallelujah. So be not deceived. Don't allow the enemy to make you think that you don't have any friends. You got to be with the in crowd. You got to fuss and cuss and be down with the latest dirty words and the latest dirty conversation that's going forth and all. No, believe you me, and the adults around you, they observe you too. You may not know who's looking at you and who's watching you, but believe you me, you are being watched. You are an example. And those ones that may pick, that may talk, believe you me, they're the ones that's going to come to you when nobody else is around and say, can you be praying for my family, please? Can you be praying for me? My mother in the hospital. My sister sick. My daddy in jail. Believe you me, you got their attention. And you're going to pray for them, hallelujah, and they're going to come back to you again. My daddy came home. My mother doing better. Thanks for praying. But they don't want everybody else to know that they came to you because you have in you what they need, and they know it.
Hallelujah.
They know it. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Young people, be blessed of the Lord. Be bold for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you be about God's business, he will be about yours. Hallelujah. Thank you. See you next week.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor Peaches. The Children's Corner. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Children's Corner is sponsored by the Good News Youth Club of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center.
Amen.
Where Elder QB Stevenson is the director, and her assistant is Brother Malachi Rainey. God bless you all. Thank you so much. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner on today.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. All right. Well, bless God. A grown-ups, that's not for you. That's for the children. Okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hi, right, Pastor Peaches. Another quick question. What time is it?
Holy Communion time.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's Holy Communion time. Y'all, this is the meal that heals. This is the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you would bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Our text on this evening is 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. In that text, the word of the Lord says to examine yourselves.
Hallelujah.
So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We examine ourselves. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We examine ourselves in the light of your word, Lord. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5b says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood, and through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We, hallelujah, glory to God. And in the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, that means blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Therefore, we are eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, glory to God. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. There's one thing you put above your word, above yourself, and that's your word. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
In remembrance of you,
yes, we drink this cup. Thank you, Lord.
Remember your blood.
Thank you, Lord, for our sins already, O God.
That was shed for us.
Thank you, 4:18. Isaiah 61:1-3. God, you declared that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. So let's not have not that. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Matthew 15:26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And likewise, on the same night when the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He said, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 22. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said.
You said.
God, you said, bring me into remembrance that you may be justified.
Yes, thank you, God.
And we are justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ today. So God, you said.
In remembrance.
God, you said, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt but the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to naught, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every felony, every hatred. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, hallelujah, brings to naught, hallelujah, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion today.
Hallelujah.
Because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our opponent's families according to Job chapter 22, verses 27 and 28. Romans 4:17. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of power, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth,
mighty beings in Jesus' name.
A lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine.
We know
who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life.
We're kingdom citizens.
We're a fivefold ministership. We're gifts
to the ministry
of health. We're free. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're powerful. We're strong. We're mighty. We're
mighty, great.
We're beautiful.
In Jesus' name.
Now unto him who
saved us, keep us from falling,
and present us faultless for the presence of his glory.
Yes.
With exceeding joy,
with
only wise God out there, be glorious,
glory and majesty,
dominion,
and power,
now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, Lord, for our holy communion on today. We remember you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for our family daily confession. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches.
Yes, Pastor.
You still there?
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you a question right now?
Yes, Pastor.
Do you want an easy one or a hard one?
An easy question, Pastor.
What time is it?
Holy Communion time.
Oh, really? I thought we just had Holy Communion.
I'm sorry. Time for the Lord.
I guess that was a hard question.
Oh, my gosh. No, the music in the background confused me. Hallelujah. Time for the Lord, Pastor.
Well, we're going to stop that music right now.
Hallelujah.
You got me that time. Hallelujah.
Just had Holy Communion. I'm sorry.
Hallelujah.
Time for the Lord, Pastor.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word.
Thank
I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Save. Fill with your Holy Spirit, O God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs and wonders follow in Jesus.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Glory,
glory, glory, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Before we go on any further, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I need to have you read the verses for this evening.
Hallelujah. Hebrews 12, verse 1, Proverbs 3, verses 30 to 35, Philippians 3, 13, Psalms 81, verse 6, Philippians 3, 14, 1 Corinthians 13:11 and Philippians 3 again, and what is that, the last verse?
15.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Yes, 14 and 15.
Hallelujah.
No, I'm sorry. Yes.
I should have had another verse between, another scripture between 14 and 15, but that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You broke that up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In 1830, there was an article in a newspaper called The Guardian talked about a chip on your shoulder. A chip on your shoulder. And often this phrase was used because somebody wanted to fight. And they would go up to someone, they put a chip of wood on their shoulder.
Mm.
And they would say, okay, we're going to fight. You knock that off and we'll fight. There was a man named Walter B. Cannon who was born in 1871. And he became the chairman of the physiological department at Harvard University.
Mm.
And he began to describe a response that's automatic in humans and many animals called the fight flight response.
Okay.
And with his explanation, we could see a tie-in to the chip on the shoulder, because evidently there was a previous interaction. And in the system or the psychic of a human being, you have a response, either fight or flight. And so he said that this was automatic. And to a lot of people, it is. Because we are humans. You see that in animals, too. When their back is against the wall,
mm.
cat will hunch up his back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A dog would start ready to bite. A rat will stand up on his feet and get ready to attack.
Mm.
So we see that. We understand that.
Mm.
But see, in the Word of God, what is your kitty money about it? And 2 Corinthians 5:17, we are new creatures.
Thank you, Jesus.
All things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. But see, we have to control that automatic thing because of experiences. Some of us have been beat down so bad that we have sensitize ourselves when somebody seems like they're going to join that chorus of people that were beating me down.
Mm.
We deal with the fight or flight response.
Mm.
For the few minutes, I want to talk to you about on the subject off your shoulder, brother. Or sister.
All right.
Your past is the past.
Mm-hmm.
When you accept Jesus as your personal Savior, it's new.
Thank
it's you. A new day.
Thank you, Lord.
It's a new dawn. Isaiah 60 says, arise and shine, for the light has come. Y'all, stop living in the past. Because of what has happened in the past, you're being defensive in the present. You're being sensitive to stuff, and you jump into that fight or flight response. If you don't want to bite somebody's head off, you want to run and hide and get away from them.
Mm.
Neither one is God's choice, because you are a new creation. Read that first scripture.
Hallelujah. Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
You've been watched, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got the eye on you right now. You can't act like you did before you met Christ. That's not a testimony. That's testimony. Nobody knows the trouble. You stuck in the past. Lay aside every weight, that chip on your shoulder. Oh, you got it. You say, I don't have no chip on my shoulder. When you're waiting to hear those same words that you heard when you were younger, and they kept beating you down with the words. They kept beating you. You're not going to be this. You're not going to be that. When you hear someone say something like that, you ready to either fight or you ready to flee? You ready to beat somebody or you ready to run in terror? You shut down or you try to shut somebody up. Hallelujah. Take the chip off your shoulder. That's not godly. My God. Lay aside that. See, that's sin. That's why you're a new creature. You want to fight somebody up? You want to beat them up? That's sin. Or you want to run and hide and stick it? I don't know if it's true or not, but they've said it so often that we believe it's true. When the ostrich, when they're in trouble,
yes,
they go find a hole and stick their head in the hole as if that's going to save them. Because if the lion is coming to get the ostrich, he can put his head in 3 or 4 different holes. The lion's going to have dinner that day.
That's right.
He's going to say, thank you, Lord, for the food I'm about to receive. If he's a Christian lion. That ain't going to help you putting your head in the ground. You're shutting up and shutting down.
Thank you, Jesus.
That ain't hurting nobody but yourself, baby. Lay aside that weight. That's the past. You can't drive a car looking at the, always looking
back
behind you.
Mm-mm-mm.
You may go one block like that. I don't even think you make it up the block just looking behind you.
Because
you don't want, you won't see what's coming your way.
Amen.
Somebody might be in the wrong lane, but you're looking backwards. You're not looking forward. You're messing yourself up.
Amen.
You ain't, I'm going to hurt them. I'm not going to say anything. I ain't hurting nobody. Or you say, well, I'm going to beat them up. Well, guess what? You hope they ain't the anointed of God. God's going to take care of you. He protects his anointed. Lord have mercy. You're going to be in deep stuff. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Proverbs 3:30-35.
Go ahead.
Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor.
Okay, stop right there. There's some people who have done nothing to you. You all of a sudden, you don't like them because they may have said a word. Or in the case of this guy named Earl, he may look like somebody that did something to you. He didn't do nothing to you, but he looked like that. Can I tell on myself, Pastor?
Yes, you sure can.
I did not like, what's his name? Reggie Jackson.
Yes.
I could not stand Reggie Jackson. I never met him in real life. Never got a 10-piece coat to him. But see, what it was, when I was a young boy, there was this guy, and we were dealing with the same girl, and he won that contest. But he looked like Reggie Jackson. He ain't done nothing to me. But I still like Reggie Jackson. If he was drowning, I would have had to pray real hard for God to move on me so I can help him out. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
But that was then. I'm a new creature now.
Mm-mm-mm.
I read that first part of that scripture again.
Oh.
read that first part of that scripture.
Strive not with a man without cause if he have done thee no harm.
Stop right there again. There's some people who walk in a room and people stop talking. All of a sudden their mind says, oh, they must have been talking about me. Did they say that? No. They could have been talking about something. They knew you was a Christian, and they didn't want to say nothing dirty in front of you, so they stopped talking about that dirty thing. But you done gone in your mind, done went down the street, round the corner, down the block, up the alley, down the yard. You done went a whole lot different in your imagination. All right, continue reading.
Well, we envy thou not the oppressor and choose none of his ways.
Stop. There's some folk who can handle people who come up to them. They'll put a chip on their shoulder and say, knock it off. And people knock it off, and they handle that. Don't envy that person. Well, I'm going to learn how to do karate so I can fight like them. No. Try to be like Jesus. He on the cross. They are crucified. And he says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. That's who you need to be like. Don't envy those folk that are doing
it. Amen.
Go ahead, read some more.
Thank you, Lord. For the froward is abomination to the Lord.
That's the folk that got loose lips. They curse and swear. And they don't care who hear them.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, boy, they not afraid to say anything. I wish I was like him. What? No, you don't. He needs a governor on his mouth.
Because
his lips are going to get his whole body in trouble.
Because
loose lips.
Sink ships.
Take the chip off your shoulder. Go ahead, read some more.
But his secret is with the righteous.
That's what your secret. How to handle stuff is not dealing in the past, not putting a chip on your shoulder, but you hang with the righteous folk.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peter stopped in the children's corner, but I hang around the right people.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's with the righteous. That's where you're righteous. And you are the righteous of God in Christ Jesus, 2 Corinthians 5:21. Go ahead, read some more.
Thank you, Lord. The curse of the Lord in the house of the wicked.
Stop. Them folk are cursed. Well, who's cursed? Folk that got the chip on their shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Folk that want to fight or they want to run in terror. We are the one. The Bible says resist the devil, and he's the one supposed to be running in terror.
Amen.
He's the one that's supposed to be fleeing.
Amen.
We got to take that chip off our shoulders. We'll stand up against the pastor of a church and tell him, you need a coachable, teachable spirit. And the pastor does have that. That's why he's a pastor, because he got a coachable, teachable spirit. But he wants you to have one so that you can grow from a babe to a mature Christian. And the worst thing in the world is to see an 80-year-old baby still in diapers. That's a terrible picture, to see somebody who's 80 years old and diapers, spiritual diapers. And the sad part about it, they don't even realize it. Take the chip off your shoulder. You get angry because the man of God says, come to church. He didn't write that. He didn't say that. God said that. And my arm's too short to box with God. So you want to argue with someone, you talk to God. Go ahead.
But he blesses the habitation of the just.
He will bless your house. Where you live, he'll bless your family. He'll bless your garden if you do it God's way. if you hang around righteous folk.
Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead.
Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools.
You folk got the chip on your shoulder, and all your stuff is based in the flesh. Read that last scripture, that last verse.
Verse 35. The wise shall inherit glory.
The wise, spiritually mature, growing towards spiritual maturity. You ain't the same that you were 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Go ahead.
But shame shall be the promotion of fools.
But if you are, you're foolish. I'm not going to call you a fool, but I'm saying you are foolish. If you haven't grown past your flesh.
Philippians 3:13.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before.
You can't be stuck in the past and expect a bright future.
Amen.
You can't be living in the past. I got one lady where she was 7 and 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. She's now in her 70s, probably going towards 80. And she's still stuck in the past about what her mama did.
Mm-mm-mm.
And her mama been dead for decades. Her daddy been dead for decades. Hallelujah. Stuck in a past. We got to forget those things which are behind. We still hold on against preachers. We got to forgive. Because if we don't forgive, guess what?
We won't be forgiven.
I did not write that, y'all. I really didn't. I know my children, some of my children said, Daddy, you as old as dirt. No, I'm not. I am dirt because I made, you know, it's like Adam from the dirt of the soil, the ground. But guess what? Hallelujah, glory to God. We got to forget those things which are behind. Is it easy? If it was easy, everybody would be doing it, Greasy.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't easy, Greasy.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do it with God's help.
Amen. Amen.
Not in your flesh. With your flesh, you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Take the chip off your shoulder. Take those memories off your shoulder. Take all that stuff. That baggage that you've been carrying around. You can hardly walk yourself sometimes. And you carry extra stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting ready to say, I think you're outside of your mind, but I'm not going to say that. Oops. Oops. I think I said it. Anyway. Glory to God. Glory to God. Forget those things which are behind. Read another scripture.
Psalm 81:6. Says, I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots.
Sometimes we can't get that chip off our shoulder. We have to call God to help us. And read that scripture again.
Psalm 81:6. I removed his shoulder from the burden.
He removed us from that burden. Sometimes God got to move us away from that thing. We can't get it off our shoulder. But God. Okay, go ahead. Read the rest of that.
His hands were delivered from the pots.
That burden, because in the old days they had to carry pots and stuff on their shoulders and on their heads.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't do too much more if they all the time or show or this whatever they were carrying on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And it was time to put that down. But sometimes we can't do it ourselves. We got to call on God. I can't get this chip off my shoulder.
Mm.
But, Lord, you can help me. You can move my shoulder from that pot. I don't know what's going to happen to the pot. I mean, gravity is going to hit the ground, but I guess God ain't concerned about that. He's concerned about you and what you got to do and where you're going, because he got some blessings for you. Read another scripture.
Philippians 3:14.
Uh-huh.
I press toward the mark.
Wait a minute now. Oh, after he moves that pot or the chip gets off of your shoulder, you can press toward what?
The mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
You know what the prize is? One of the prizes, there's a whole bunch of prizes. Well, the windows of heaven are going to open for you. But the prize is that, glory to God, you become spiritually mature. Spiritually mature. You're not spiritually retarded anymore. People who got chips on their shoulders are spiritually retarded. And that ain't going to take you nowhere. You can't press nowhere. You got a chip on your shoulder. And sometimes the chip is so big, it can't even get through the door with you. Holly, read another scripture.
1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things.
That means woman too, man or woman. You still acting like a child? You still acting like you just been born into the family of Christ? What did it say? They say you were a child, you were a babe. And whether folks know it or not, they still acting like a child. They still a baby. Read me another scripture.
Philippians 3:15.
There you go.
Hallelujah. Philippians 3:15 said, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you.
If you have a coachable, teachable spirit, God going to reveal it to you. We got to be this minded that's like that. In other words, we got to put away the childish acting, the childish talking, the fight or flight response. That's not our response. In the late 1800s, there was a campaign, and it was revisited in the United States in the 1980s and 90s. It was, what would Jesus do?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we need to operate. What would Jesus do?
What would Jesus do?
So that we can achieve performance of God in this dispensation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are so heavenly minded they know earthly good. Or others are so earthly minded they know heavenly good. There's a balance. Yes, we're going to be blessed when we get to heaven, but he said in this present life, you've given up this and you've given up that. In this present life, you're going to receive 100-fold.
Mm-hmm.
In this dispensation, y'all. Was that the last scripture?
No, sir.
Okay, give me another scripture.
Ephesians 4:32. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
the chip off your shoulder, saints. Some folks, if you say one word, it's like a what do they call it, a key, when you're dealing with psychology and you have a patient that, if you say this word,
a trigger.
Some Christians, so-called Christians, have triggers. Some of them have the real trigger on a gun. But we're talking about triggers that will get them to shut down or to strike out, to call you up on the phone and almost curse you out. They won't curse you out. They do a nice curse.
Mm-hmm.
They'll call you, and you ain't saved, you ain't this, that, and the other. To God, you ain't this, that, and the other. Because of the trigger. I thank God, Pastor Peaches, I thank God that this ministry stands on the word of God.
Amen.
Because, again, I've said this several times. I remember, you remember Elder Dupree?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He used to say this, I didn't write it. I came too late to change it.
Right.
And that's true.
Amen.
I didn't write this. If you want to argue with somebody, you argue with the author of the book. And I'll say goodbye to you now. If you're going to do that, Lord Jesus. Take the chip off your shoulder, saint.
Amen.
Some folks who go to a church and they don't want to be committed, you know what they do? They say they're honorary members. Well, I guess when they're going to be an honorary member of heaven if they go to heaven. I don't know. Or maybe they're an honorary member in God's family, because they don't want to be committed. You are listening to the lies of the enemy, because he said, oh, that's okay. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, without faith it's impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, intentionally, meticulously seek him. If you don't strive to grow spiritually, you are going to corrupt yourself.
Mm.
Let me ask you a question, Pastor Peaches, and I'm almost finished. You got an apple tree. Beautiful apples on that tree. Apple falls to the ground and nobody picks it up and it just stays there. What happens to that apple?
It's going to shrivel up. It's going to dry up. Anybody?
Power on.
It's going to get in and stuff.
It's going to be rotten.
Right.
It's going to be corrupted.
Mm-hmm.
And you can talk all you want about all these gifts you have. You forgot to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Can you go there real quick for me?
Again?
1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Okay.
And start at the first verse.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 13. I do have another scripture.
Oh, was there another scripture?
Yes, sir. Matthew 6 and 14 and 15.
Okay. Let's go to the 1 Corinthians 13 first.
Though I speak, start with the first verse.
Yes.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
Stop right there. Charity means love. Some versions put love instead of the word charity. Continue to read.
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing.
Stop. You are no thing. Now, I did not write that. Who's the author of that? Was that in Corinthians? That's one of Pauline epistles.
Yes.
Now, you argue with God, who caused Paul to write that, or you talk to Paul? Oh, he's not around anymore, is he? Okay. Listen to the word of God. Earl Byrd and 50 Cent won't buy a cup of coffee. Earl Byrd, in my opinion, and a dollar might not even buy a cup of coffee. Go to that last scripture in Matthew's.
Matthew 6, 14 and 15. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
You heard? You still have ought against somebody? You still, forgiveness is not for them. It's for you.
Amen.
Unforgiveness is like you drinking poison and waiting for the other guy to die.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. And you saw that scripture in Ephesians 4:32. I think the last words was, you got to forgive folks. If you think they did something to you, you got to forgive them. Because either they don't know what they're doing, or you don't know what you're saying. But in any event, you got to forgive yourself and forgive them.
Mm.
And get to the word.
Mm.
That's the problem with some folk. They read the word when it comes to service. Then every now and then it may hit them, let me look in the Bible. And they skip over stuff. That's why you see people skipping over, talks about homosexuality, mm. abomination. They skip over that. I don't know what they say about that.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Mm. I stand on the word. I don't stand on people's opinion.
Amen.
Because I said, their opinion and 50 cents won't buy a cup of coffee.
Mm-mm-mm.
It won't even buy a loaf of bread.
Mm.
And right now, it might not even buy one egg.
Oh, my gosh.
See, y'all got to start. Your opinion. Can I say this? I was going to say Disney squat, but I don't think I ought to say that. I just said it, Lord. See, your opinion don't been around for how long? How old are you? I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people in the radio land. Okay. But this word has been around for thousands of years.
Amen, amen.
You heard?
Amen.
Hundreds of centuries. And you're going to argue with the word of God?
Mm.
You are outside of your mind.
No need.
Take the chip off of your shoulder. If you need help, Psalms 81, verse 6 says God's going to help you. He'll move your shoulder out the way so that chip that you had will hit the ground. Because what's that, Hebrews 12, 1? Lay aside every weight that's so easily beset. It's easy for you to deal with that.
Yes.
You know why it's easy? Because it's in your flesh, baby. It's in your flesh, baby. That's why it's so easy, because the flesh is at war with the spirit.
Mm.
That's why you can argue flesh with somebody who's talking to you spiritual things.
Mm.
And you think just because you talk louder or because you whatever, you got the high ground. No, I'm standing on the rock.
Amen.
I got the high ground. I'm standing on the word of God. I don't know what you say. Well, you're standing on the flesh. It ain't the high ground. It's called dirt. It's the ground. Worship, KDDD. Thank God for the word. Take the chip off your shoulder, you saint.
Amen.
Don't be fighting and fight with a fight and flight response. Don't go there. You're a new creation.
Amen.
Don't stay in the past. But you know, all these folks done this to me. I'm a survivor. We all are survivors. You still walking this earth? You don't survive something.
Amen.
The car almost hit you. Are you in a fire and fire didn't consume you? Come on now. You out there swimming, and you didn't get washed away by the current? We all are survivors. Don't give me that. Don't try to give me a pity party, because I ain't coming to your pity party because nobody came to mine. But I grew up. Hold on. But I'm growing up in the Lord. I'm growing up standing on the word of God. What you standing on? Hallelujah. Look, take the chip off your shoulder, y'all. Because it ain't going to help you. It's going to hurt you. Which, you know what you need to have on your shoulder? The righteousness of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Wrap it around you. Put it in you, over you, cover it. Look, the word of God on your forehead. Put it on your in your heart. Come on now.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Boy, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
All right. Praise God. Father God, we just thank you for the word tonight. We bless your name. We glorify your name today. We glorify your name, oh God.
Praise
you. We thank you, oh God. That you are out everything.
Yes, you are.
We thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown tonight. We thank you for 30, 60, and 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we praise and magnify your name today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The floor is yours.
God, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And please join us in the morning at 7 a.m. Hallelujah. The number for the morning prayer line is 720-527-5952. Access code 103-4545. That number is 720-527-5952. Access code 103-4545 pound. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, and see you in the morning.
All right, Pastor Peaches, is there somebody out there that doesn't know God, Jesus and the pardoning of his sins? Let's introduce them to Jesus right now.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
If you would like to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, as your personal Savior, pray this prayer behind me. Father God, I'm sorry for my sins, and I ask you to come into my heart.
Hallelujah.
Wash me white as snow. Hallelujah. And I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. It's as simple as that. You're crossed over from death unto life. Hallelujah. You're now a child of God.
Hallelujah.
And the angels in heaven rejoice over you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor Peaches, guess what's in their house now?
Hallelujah, J.C., Jesus Christ.
Bluetooth connected.
Thank you, Jesus.
The solution, pollution of the mind and problems we see in.
God bless you now.
For 2,000 years, till you must be born again. Now tell me who?
Jesus
Christ is in the house today.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Lord.
Thank you. Come on and praise it. Come on and lift it. Wait a minute. God can do anything. God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything. God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. Help me say,
God can do
anything.
Can do it. Only God can do it. Thank you, Lord, for doing it.